The Lord totally took over the service. El Señor, ¿verdad?, tomó control de este servicio. Y si tú notas, la pastora arrancó con Salmo 23. You know, and if you haven't noticed, it's the jersey that we have on. Look at it's the jersey that we have on. Es la camisa que nosotros tenemos puesto, ¿verdad? And the Lord, she doesn't know this, but the Lord, when I was, because I left early and went upstairs, because I always go upstairs early morning. And the Lord says, you know what? I want you to elaborate Psalm 23. El Señor me levantó y me dijo, quiero que tú hables un poquito del Salmo 23. Entonces, mira lo que está pasando. ¿Ok? Para que te den cuenta que esto no fue organizado por el hombre. ¿Ok? This was not organized. We don't go by programs of man here. We go by direction of the Lord. So that people will not boast. Para que la gente no se ponga orgulloso que fue el hombre, no. Aquí el que manda es Dios. The one that directs us and leads us here is the Holy Spirit. And what he told me to elaborate on was this. Lo que él me dijo que dijera es esto. Okay? Don't ever feel... Because Psalm 23 is a psalm of David, right? Es un salmo de David. So let's read it real quick again. Vamos a leerlo bien rápido otra vez. Okay? So that you can see it. Look at what the Lord says. The Lord says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Or I lack nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me besides still waters. Pastor, el primer verso y el segundo, léetelo también. Okay, verse 3. He restores. Déjame primero en inglés, pai. Entonces yo. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk. Some of you need to hear this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. I need for you guys to repeat that. Goodness and mercy follow me. All the days of my life. Ciertamente el bien y la misericordia me que. Otra vez. Ciertamente el bien. Todos los días de mi vida. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Who wrote this? ¿Quién escribió esto? David era perfecto. ¿Y cómo es que él puede decir, Jehová es mi pastor y nada me faltará? ¿Ah? Pero él no fue que cometió adulterio. Wasn't he the one that committed adultery? Wasn't he the one that killed the husband of the wife that he slept with? Él no fue que mató el esposo, ¿verdad? De la mujer que él cometió adulterio. Mentiroso, he's a liar. There was family dysfunction. Había. His daughter was raped. You talk about family dysfunction. Tú sabes, la familia estaba. El hijo lo quería matar. His son wanted to kill him. Yet, he was a man after God's own heart. Pero el corazón de él era como uno que estaba como le perseguía la, como a Dios. ¿Ves? Because there's something called sanctification, man. Nobody's here is perfect. No hay nadie aquí perfecto. ¿Ves? Pero Dios sabe el corazón. He's a discerner of hearts. Él discierne el corazón del hombre y de la mujer. ¿Ves? Por eso que nosotros no debemos de hablar del que está a tu lado. That's how come we shouldn't be talking about, you know, this person and that person. No. Ninguno de nosotros sabemos lo que Dios está haciendo en esa persona. You know, nobody knows what God is doing in that person. Lo que nosotros tenemos que hacer es orar por esa persona. Y si esa persona necesita, tú sabes que aquí te doy la mano. Estamos aquí para amarte, right? We're here. If you need, we can. Hey, man, we can pray together. I'll extend my hand. You know. Let's right. We're here to love each other because we're in this together, right? Estamos aquí. Y David era uno que en el nombre de Dios conquistó, ¿verdad? Ejércitos. And David was one that conquered armies. Let's just have a heart after God. Vamos a tener un corazón, ¿verdad? Siempre inclinado, tener hambre y sed de él. Right? Let's be a people that have a hunger and a thirst for him. Producing fruit and keeping with repentance. Produciendo fruto en arrepentimiento. Ese es el camino del creyente. that's the walk of the believer, man. You know? Not to be critical of somebody, although there is a time that you can pull that person to the side and speak, because the Bible says to judge with righteous judgment. Okay? También la palabra dice que uno puede juzgar con un ¿cómo se dice? Righteous to judge with righteous judgment en español. Yeah. For those of you that only God can judge me, wait a minute. Because there are those people too, you know. But God is clear today. Dios es bien claro lo que está diciendo hoy. Bien claro. Yo soy tu pastor. Not me. The Lord. Él te está diciendo, yo soy tu pastor y nada te faltará. Yo estoy contigo. When we're feeling weak, cuando nosotros nos sentimos débiles, no queremos ir a la iglesia. Mira lo que hizo Rosa. Right? Look at what happened to Rosa. She didn't want to be here. I'm the pastor, and sometimes I don't want to be here. Yo soy el pastor y algunas veces yo no quiero estar aquí. I'm just being real. You know, but we don't move by feelings. We move by faith. Nosotros no nos movemos en emociones y como nosotros nos sentimos. Nos movemos por la fe. We move by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. El justo vivirá por el qué? Por la fe. Gloria a Dios. Amen. And listen, church, before I finish, because I already is 12:05. It's not only for her, but all of us are going into deeper waters. La iglesia completa, estamos yendo en aguas más profundas. ¿Por qué? Why? Because we're drawing closer to him. Nosotros nos estamos, ¿verdad?, acercando más a él. We're getting closer to him. And he's drawing closer to us. Y él está acercando más. Y ahora están viendo más milagros. Right? Come on, church. Aren't you seeing more miracles? Right? They're not. When we first started this, the teaching about faith and belief and all that, my desire was, Lord, I want this to increase. Right? Es el deseo. ¿Te recuerdas cuando yo dije, mira, yo quiero que esto como que se levante más? Porque nosotros hemos visto, we've seen cancer healed here. We've seen, right, Parkinson's. Nosotros vimos cancer, Parkinson's, broken hearts, a lot of those, right? I almost got hit with a cane. A lady threw a cane at me because she didn't need it anymore. You know, una mujer me tiró con un bastón porque no lo necesitaba ya y empezó a andar. Gloria a Dios, ¿verdad? Entonces, pero estamos pidiéndole a Dios que eso como que se levante más entre nosotros. And it's happening because we're studying, we're applying, and we're seeing kingdom move. ¿Por qué que esto se está levantando? Porque nosotros estamos aprendiendo, estamos observando, estamos aplicando, ¿verdad? Y es nuestro andar. This is going to become normal, people. Esto es normal en el reino de Dios. This is normal in the kingdom of God. And this is my desire for you. Este es mi deseo para ti. Que donde quiera que tú te vayas, donde quiera que tú te pares, ahí que el Señor te rodee y otras personas pueden sentir el viento del Señor alrededor tuyo. What I want for you guys is wherever you stand, that the wind of the Lord, that they can feel the wind of the Lord surrounding you. Glory to God. I mean, I feel the presence of the Lord. Yo siento el. ¿Qué fue lo que pasó en el aposento alto cuando bajó eso ahí? El Espíritu. No se dieron cuenta lo que estaban afuera. When they were, well, remember what happened in the upper room? What happened in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came down? There was It was a rushing wind that came in. And the people that were around, they noticed it. People are going to notice it in you. How many want that? ¿Cuánto lo quieren? Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. It's happening here. God is doing it. Be expectant. God is working. Come on, help me preach, Nidia. You know? Now listen. Deeper waters, listen very carefully. Deeper waters bring bigger turbulence. Agua más profunda, ¿verdad? Vas a ver que las aguas se van a agitar demasiado y mucho más. En otras palabras, tú vas a ver el enemigo tratando de parar lo que tú estás recibiendo. The enemy is going to try to stop what's coming. Hallelujah. He can't stop it. The only way he's going to stop it is if you take your eyes off of him. La única forma que ustedes no van a poder recibir lo que viene es si le quitas el ojo del Señor. La vista. Lo tiene que buscar. You have to seek. Don't take your eyes. The Lord has been saying, the Lord has been speaking. El Señor ha estado hablando. No quite tus ojos de él. Right? Proverbs 4:20. My son, be attentive to my words. Again, how long? Been 2 months already. That's an ongoing theme. Ya hacen como 2 meses, el Señor le está repitiendo. Hijo mío, pon atención a mis palabras. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Inclina tus oídos a mis enseñanzas. Don't let them escape your sight. No deje que se te escape tu vista. Manténlo en el medio de tu corazón. Keep it within the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. Es vida para aquellos que lo encuentren. And health and healing to all your flesh. ¿Y qué? Salud a todo tu cuerpo. Eso es una promesa del Señor. It is a promise from the Lord. That's why he tells Joshua, don't look to the left or to the right. ¿Ah? Por eso que le dijo a Josué, mi siervo Moisés se murió, levántate. Y no mire para la derecha ni a la izquierda. Right? ¿Qué le pasó al sirviente de Eliseo? Alguien dígame. Somebody tell me what happened to Elisha's servant. Right? Pero estaba paniqueado. El tipo estaba paniqueado. Right? The dude he pushed the panic button. Because he got up drinking his bustelo and he looked outside and there was an army around the city. Isn't that what the Bible says? And he freaked out. Él se levantó con su cafecito bustelo y vio que estaba rodeado de la ciudad, el enemigo. Un ejército. Y paniqueó. And he pushed the panic button. Elisha, what's going on here? We all these army for just for you and me? Ejército este completo para tú. Y Eliseo, ¿qué? Eliseo tranquilo. Elijah was, why is he so chill? Doesn't he see what's around him? ¿Por qué estaba tranquilo Eliseo? ¿Él no ve lo que está pasando alrededor? Pero lo que Eliseo ve que el siervo no ve, él estaba viendo en el espíritu. What Elisha saw that his servant didn't was that he saw in the spirit. And he saw that those that were around were greater in number than the ones that were there in the physical. And then he says, you know what? Lord, strike them with blindness. Entonces dijo, no te apure. Señor, enciega a todo el mundo que está aquí. Boom. And it happened. Y la Biblia dice que el Señor hizo de acuerdo de las palabras de Eliseo. And the Bible said that God did according to the words of Elisha? What's up there? Huh? You think that God ain't going to back you? ¿Tú no crees que Dios tiene tu espalda? Él está mirando. Say with me, eyes on him. Eyes on him. Diga conmigo, ojos en él. Ojos en él. Yeah, no matter how it looks like, eyes on him. Look at your neighbor and say, no matter how it looks like, eyes on him. Eyes on him. Ojos en él. Important. The Lord is repeating himself. El Señor se está repitiendo. Truly, truly, I say to you. How many times you've heard that in Scripture? ¿Cuántas veces? ¿Verdad? Yeah, because he wants, he's got so much for you. Tiene tanto para ti. Ojos en él. What other story did we go over that had to do with the eyes? ¿Qué otra historia nosotros estudiamos que tenía que ver con los ojos? Las serpientes, ¿eh? Remember? We talked about the serpents? How many remember that lesson? ¿Cuántos se recuerdan de los serpientes? Real quick. Se me fue ya 20 minutos, no, nadie está cocinando. Numbers 21. The people of Israel were talking about God, and right, they were murmuring and complaining, and they were talking about Moses. And God heard the people, and then God sent, say with me, God sent. ¿Verdad? Dios oyó que la persona estaba murmurando y dando quejas y eso y hablando contra Moisés, y Dios mandó, diga conmigo, Dios mandó serpientes para que lo mordieran. He sent snakes, serpents, to bite them. And they were biting and the people were dying. Listen. Los serpientes empezaron a morder a los israelitas y ellos, algunos de empezaron a morir. Porque la paga del pecado es que, because the wages of sin is what? But look at how good God is. God says, you know what, Moses? Put up a fiery serpent on a pole. Pero mira qué bueno es Dios. Dios dice, tú sabes que Moisés, pon ahí un serpiente de bronce y ponlo en un pote. And he said, and God said, and everyone that looks upon the serpent on the pole will be healed. Y el que mira al serpiente en el pote va a ser sano y vivirá. And what happened? The people were getting, they boom, as long as they kept their eyes, it doesn't matter what was going on around. Come on. As long as they had their eyes, ¿verdad? Mientras que ellos mantuvieron los ojos, la mirada, ¿verdad? En el serpiente, no importaba lo que estaba pasando acá. Listen, you can't have your eyes on the Lord and on everything else. ¿Ves? No pueden atener sus ojos en Dios y en todas estas otras cosas. Not saying that you're not going to go through stuff and you're not going to feel something. Yo no estoy diciendo que uno no va a pasar por cosas ni va a sentir algo. Pero al final del día, el que manda, el que puede, es Dios. Y nosotros debemos de poner nuestra confianza en Él. Gloria a Dios. Not saying that you're not going to go through something. You ain't going to go through your feels. It happens to me too. You know, but at the end of the day, who do I trust in? Who, where am I planted? Glory to God. Who has your confidence? Yeah. Hallelujah. Listen, this church is very prophetic, very prophetic, and it's very powerful. We're starting to see, you know, and for those of you that are watching, y'all need to get into the room. Para aquellos que me están mirando, habla español también. Tiene que estar en el cuarto, gloria a Dios, en el salón. Hallelujah. Take care of that word inside of you. Cuida de esa palabra que está dentro de ti. Está ahí por un propósito. It's there for a purpose. That seed in you has a purpose. Glory to God. Okay? Esa semilla que está dentro de ti tiene un propósito. Hallelujah. Y no es para destruirte. Es para darte vida. And it's not to destroy you. It's to give you life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many can give him glory in this house? Dale gloria al Señor.